Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jason Wagner, the Vice President of Sales with ICC Floors Plus. Jason, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. We just got back from Alaska. I know we still got a little bit of flight lag, but I wanted to talk to you about your business based in Indianapolis. I know you've got two paint stores that are Benjamin Moore and then two flooring stores. Is that right?
We have two flooring showrooms and a third location that is warehouse only for some builder business in Joliet.
I've heard that you're on the move, you're beating the norm. Talk a little bit about how's business.
You know, business has been interesting. It's been a tough year, but a good year. I'd say that we've had to dig in pretty deep and fight through a lot, but it's been a very successful year for us. But that's adding some products and some other services within the company that's kind of helped with that.
We did an interview 4 or 5 years ago, and you told me kind of the mix on you've got some commercial, you've got some builder and some retail. How does that work out from a percentage standpoint?
If you go back many years ago, we were a very heavy production builder-based company, and we took a stance and wanted to even out that pie, let's say, but we've never stopped chasing that number. We've continued to grow, and we're really good at that production builder game. But we've also been able to grow the retail, commercial, and the custom homes. And then we brought in an introduction of cabinets around 6 or 7 years ago. And then here in the last year, we had purchased a fabricator, and we actually are doing our own countertops now as well. So kind of bringing that full menu to a lot of these customers, whether it be retail, designer, or builder.
Is it about one-third of each, commercial, builder, retail? How does that break out?
It breaks down to about 45 to 50% on the production builder. And then if you divvy up the custom home builder, commercial and retail, those three split the additional 50 to 55%.
And it's interesting, you've got these Benjamin Moore stores. And the reason I bring that up again is because that's somewhat of a fashion business. I think that's part of the reason that you're doing well in flooring as well, is because you actually offer design services, right?
That's correct. Our goal was to be able to bring a customer in, whether it be with a designer, without a designer, and you know, walk them through that complete project, whether it be paint, wallpaper, blinds, countertops, cabinets, or flooring. In the last 18 months, we've gotten into custom rugs, and that's been another nice add.
So you say custom rugs. Yeah, that means taking broadloom carpet and binding it specifically for your client's needs, right?
Yeah, started there, and then obviously with hard surface getting bigger and bigger, we're seeing a lot of runners, you know, for stairways and just a lot of customization. That customer, we've noticed a huge uptick in high-end carpet, and we changed our showroom around a little over a year ago, and it's been a huge success for us. We've went to that higher end look and brought in some new suppliers, and you know, definitely probably 70% of our carpet showroom goes more towards that high-end custom, bringing a lot of wools. It's been a very good move we made.
Can you mention some of the brands you brought in on the upper end?
We became a Karastan dealer, and then we went pretty hardcore with Stanton as well. We brought in their whole design studio. We brought in Kane, and then obviously with the Maslin and all that, we're pretty well stocked on customs. We do quite a bit with Dixie. It's one of our largest numbers growing in the carpet section, as our Dixie is definitely growing.
You know, when we talked 4 or 5 years ago, you also were a Dale Tiles dealer. So you have their aligned racks as well, right?
We are a statements dealer. So we incorporate the statements program, but we display it a little bit differently than the 2.0 that they offer.
So we were in Alaska together. Did you meet with some peers there? And are you coming back, maybe going to try some things different?
When I get back from a meeting, I don't know if my staff loves me or hates me, because I've always come back with a bunch of ideas. We get together with the group. There's a lot more of best practices that go on than even some of that vendor and rebates and prices. I come back pretty much ready to go.
Let's talk a little bit about building store traffic. I see that you have a video billboard at one of your locations. What else do you do to get people to come in to see what you're offering?
The marquee we added, we are on a very heavily trafficked highway here in Indianapolis. And when we put the marquee, the digital billboard out, it was surreal how many people came in every day saying, I've been going past here for 10 years and never knew it was a flooring store. So that's been a huge add. And then in the last year, we brought on a business development manager and internal marketing. So we have a person in here that's handling our social in-house, so we can make it a little bit more personable. And we've seen a huge return on that as well.
So if you had to summarize why you think some of these NFA dealers are beating the average when it comes to growing while others are flat or slightly down, what would you say the secret recipe is?
I'd say it's a combination. I think that our relationships with the manufacturers and vendors is obviously one reason. What the NFA as a whole does is I think we all understand that it's about the people. I think we're all really good at bringing in and hiring good people. Over the last 10 years for me, that's something that I've taken from the group. And that's what here at ICC Floors, that's what we do well. And a lot of our members, we all understand that it's about the people that you hire and put in place to do what you want them to do.
I know I saw you in several of the things I did, you and your lovely wife, Jessica. What was the highlight of being up in Alaska for you guys?
You know, we were able to stay an extra day after the meetings, and we went fishing on the Kenai River. And we absolutely had a great day. Caught some rainbow trout, some sockeye, and just enjoyed the beauty out there. Once you get outside of Anchorage, boy, I tell you, that's some beautiful land.
All right, Jason. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us again. But talking to Jason Wagner, the VP of Sales with ICC Floors Plus in Indianapolis. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.